For another perspective on the conflict in Gaza, we reached out to Michael Oren. He's an historian, author, and former Israeli ambassador to the United States. I asked him how he's feeling about Israel's widening ground offensive.
Well, I feel, on one hand, great concern, because as with so many military conflicts, you know how they start and you don't know how they end. On the other hand, I feel a great sense of relief and of pride. We've been under fire here for about 2 weeks, being the targets of now about 1,300 rockets fired at civilian neighborhoods, including my own, from Gaza. And I'm very prideful that Israel has a citizens army, and about 40,000 reservists so far have volunteered, showed up for service, and are going into battle to defend their country. It's always remarkable to see that here, Carl.
Now, Michael, help us better understand the Israeli strategy here. You're an historian. Israel's gone into Gaza three times in the past 6 years. Other two were in 2008, mm-hmm. 2012. What's different this time?
Well, what's different this time is certainly the diplomatic context. Egypt is under a government which is deeply hostile to Hamas. Hamas is very isolated in the world. It's impoverished. So Israel today enjoys advantages that it did not enjoy in the past.
Those other two incursions into Gaza weren't terribly successful. They didn't gain a whole lot. And you're saying, though, this time the context is different, so the outcome's going to be different?
It could be. As I said earlier, in any military operation, you know how they start, but you don't know how they end. And one of the lessons of the past is that it only takes one errant tank shell that kills a great number of civilians, and the course of the battle, and certainly the diplomacy surrounding the battle, can change. It can give rise to tremendous shifts in public opinion, which can end up in the Security Council and condemnations and even sanctions.
Now you've just alluded to this yourself in terms of world reaction to this. You were Israel's representative in the U.S., and so you know how this kind of looks to the outside world. You know, Israel has all this firepower. It goes into Gaza. It's a strip of land about twice the size of Washington, D.C., you know, with 1.8 million people who are kind of penned in. They can't go anywhere. Do you feel like Israel needs to explain itself?
I definitely think Israel has to explain itself. I mean, and we can always do a better job of it, too. The bottom line is that someone who has been doing this for well over 30 years is that it's very difficult sometimes to translate our surreal situation here. You'd be sitting in your living room or going shopping or bringing your kids to a kindergarten, and all of a sudden there'll be a barrage of rockets coming down your head.
Of course, the surreal nature of it is also true for Palestinians in Gaza in terms of, you know.
It is, indeed.
So that situation exists
and
there
I think,
as well.
I think that we Israelis and Palestinians are both victims of Hamas.
My final question, Michael Oren, the land offensive comes after 10 days of intense airstrikes by Israel and obviously a lot of rockets from Gaza. At a certain point, is there a limit to the human toll of this conflict?
Is there a limit to the toll? Well, with 4 hours north of here, a short drive, you're in Boston. The difference between Boston and New York will be in downtown Damascus. There, nearly 200,000 people have been killed, Syrians killing Syrians. You drive just east of here about 6 hours, you're going to be in Iraq, in the middle of that fighting there. So we're surrounded by conflicts which have just monumental human costs. Sometimes they attract less attention in the media than our conflict does, probably for all sorts of reasons. I think that, again, in comparison to previous rounds of casualties, rounds of fighting in Israel and Hamas, so far the casualties are lighter. Does that mean that, that civilians won't continue to suffer? They probably will, but again, it's because Israel is fighting an enemy that is using this population as a human shield. It's dug in deep beneath this population.
Michael Oren is former Israeli ambassador to the United States. We've been speaking to him from Israel. Thanks a lot, Michael.
Thank you.